You have probably your biggest event of the year coming up.
We sure do. We have our annual Alzheimer walk coming up. So it's a IG Wealth Management Walk for Alzheimer's, and it's really exciting this year because we have it occurring on the same day in three separate communities. So on May the 28th, we will be in Kapuskasing, Timmins, and in Temiskaming Shores.
What's the whole idea? How does this walk work?
So people can pre-register to take part in the walk online on the website walkforalzheimer.ca. They would find our province and then choose the community that they want to sign up in. So whether it's Kapuskasing, Timmins, or Temiskaming Shore, once you've signed up, you can share with your friends and family that you're taking part in the walk and ask them to sponsor you so that we raise funds. So this really is a fundraiser. It's to help us support the programs and services that we offer throughout the district, which is from Hearst down to just the other side of Temiskaming Shores and all communities in between and each nook and cranny. And then if you don't have access to technology and you don't register online, you can actually give our office a call. We can mail you the registration form and a pledge sheet, and you can do it old school. Go around and talk to your friends and family and let them know why you're walking. So maybe you're walking because you have a loved one who's either lived with dementia or has passed and had dementia during their lifetime. Or maybe you have a friend or a neighbor, or maybe this is just something that you've come across and you really just want to be active in the community and supporting your community. All funds raised in our area do stay in our area, so we don't send anything to any, doesn't go to Toronto, doesn't go to Ottawa. It stays to support services in our area, which is something that I know is really important to the community that we work in. It's really a neighbors helping neighbors event. Our walk is designed to be person living with dementia friendly. So you can come out. It's also accessible. If you need to bring somebody in a wheelchair or in a walker, the trails that we have that we're walking on are suitable for that. You can walk 1 kilometer, half a kilometer. You can walk the full loops that we have available. So there are a few different kilometers that you can walk, but definitely do what you can to your own capacity. It's really about coming out and bringing awareness to the communities and raising these much needed funds to support the work that we do.
I was going to mention the awareness. I take it that the incidence of Alzheimer's and other dementia is not decreasing.
It's not. And the numbers increase every single day. The burden on the families who are looking after their loved one is the most impactful part of what we hope to accomplish by raising funds for our walk. So when you have one person who's living with dementia, it impacts approximately three people who are supporting them. Caregivers spend about 26 hours of unpaid work time looking after a loved one who has a diagnosis of dementia. And that's a lot of hours and it's a lot of time. And so our goal is really to raise awareness. And again, that neighbor helping neighbor. If you know that somebody on your street, one of your neighbors is living with dementia in their home, offer to help them out, bringing them a meal, supporting them, sitting with their spouse or their loved one so that they can go out and get groceries or that they can go have a hair appointment or take or go to the doctor. Those are really important things for the community to be aware of. That this is, it's not a short duration. When somebody has a diagnosis of dementia and they're living with that as a family, it's something that can be 10, 12 years long. And so it's a long time commitment and it's a lot of stress on the family. So really that awareness piece of A, supporting your neighbor, but also the services that we offer. Our services are really designed to support the caregiver throughout this process that they're going through. We have an adult day program, so they would be able to register their loved one to attend the adult day program, and that would give them, a day to take care of themselves, to give them some respite, whether that means that they are, having a nap, reading a book, just taking time for themselves, doing those things that they've let go, or if they want to clean the house and they want to spring clean, but they can't spring clean because their loved one tends to wander when they're not under close supervision. This offers the opportunity for them to do that. And so really, raising funds and raising awareness for our programs and services is all about neighbors helping neighbors and creating connections that matter in our communities.
I also imagine that at each of the three locations, you will have information and you will be able to answer questions about dementia, about your society, your group, and what it does.
That's right. Correct. At each site, we've actually divided our full team of 22 staff across each location. And so the people who work in Kappus Casing in the programs will be in Kappus Casing at that site. And the same with the Timmins office and the Timiskaming office, so that the people who attend can see who they're talking to or who they need to talk to. There will be lots of information on what programs and services are available, some helpful tips for families, some communication tips, because that's really important. Sometimes we feel that we need to argue with our loved one who has dementia about something that, you know, they keep bringing up, and we're like, no, that we already did that, or no, you've already found that. So we have some communication tip handouts that we would be able to give on how you can decrease your stress by not actually attending every argument you're invited to.
Can you be more specific about the sites in each of the three communities?
So actually, I don't have the physical locations for me.
Timmins has to be Gillies Lake.
So Timmins is at Gillies Lake. In Timiskaming Shores, we're along the waterfront, down at one of the pavilions. And in Cap, because I'm not French, it's Seat La Journée, I think. It's a
Cité des Jeunes?
Yes.
No, the
so it's
high school.
The trail there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And that's where they're located. So people can register, like I said, online, or they can, even if they want to just come on that day and they haven't registered, they can come and walk with us. Registration would be 10 a.m. and then we'll have an opening ceremony and the walk begins at 11.
And they can also bring a donation if they want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. If they don't want to register ahead of time and they just want to come that day, we absolutely would graciously accept and appreciate any donations that people can do and bring. If somebody raises over $100 or donates over $100, we do have some t-shirts that are going to be available for people to have. Quantities are limited, however, but we do have that. And we really are hoping for beautiful weather. It's usually a very moving day to be there and to be part of that, and just to know that you're helping more people than you realize by coming and supporting, and a donation of $20 supports one person in day program for one day.
Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I want to say thank you so much. We've seen overwhelming response to requests for sponsorship from community businesses right across the whole area. The businesses and organizations in Kappus Casing, Timmins, and Timiskaming Shores have gone above and beyond and have really responded to our request for assistance this year to be able to put on the event. So we have to pay for advertising and signage and walk day specific materials, and the community support has been overwhelmingly positive. And so we want to thank everybody for that.
I think it's because it's gotten to the point where everyone has been touched by dementia or knows someone close to them who's been touched.
Yes, I agree.